بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I advise you and myself to be conscious of Allah, exalted, and hold fast to obeying Him in ease and hardship, and not to mix truth with falsehood or conceal the truth while you know. Be mindful that whatever blessings you have are from Allah, so then will you fear other than Allah? In this worldly life, one often hears examples and discussions in various gatherings about matters that people frequently observe. Missed opportunities, neglecting apparent interests, especially those related to people's livelihoods, which might only cost a small, trifling amount, yet yield substantial profit and ample returns. It is established, both religiously and traditionally, that when someone sees a clear profit in some opportunity, which requires only minimal outlay, yet neglects to secure it, it is unlikely that they will be spared from being labeled foolish or unwise. Indeed, some may even argue that such a person deserves to be placed under a guardianship because they unjustifiably missed out on a guaranteed return at a minimal cost. The matter we wish to address briefly is similar to what was mentioned earlier, except that what concerns us is a matter of the hereafter and not a worldly one. It is much more weighty. In fact, it is better than the treasures of Kisra or Caesar, better than the wealth of Qarun and the riches of Saba. Indeed, it is among the righteous deeds that wipe away sins, a reminder for those who remember. Specifically, it is to be mindful of the virtue of good deeds and not to neglect and miss out on performing good deeds. Examples are sufficient for those who are capable of understanding and comprehending. Let us consider some examples through which we can all realize the vast gap and the great distance between us and the hastening to perform good deeds. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, used to pray the funeral prayer and then leave. But when he learned the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever follows a funeral procession and will earn the reward of one qirat." Ibn Umar said, "We missed out on so many qirats." Observe the remorse of Ibn Umar and how he regretted missing out on these qirats. It is not surprising, because one qirat is equal in reward to the size of Mount Uhud. In the two sahihs, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever says, 'Subhanallah wa bihamdih,' glory be to Allah and His is the praise, 100 times in a day, his sins will be erased, even if they are like the foam of the sea." Also, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Is one of you incapable of attaining 1,000 good deeds every day?" So someone seated among them asked, "How can one of us earn 1,000 good deeds?" He said, "When one of you recites 100 tasbihat, 1,000 good deeds are written for him, and 1,000 evil deeds are wiped away from him." In a narration by Ahmed and the compilers of the Sunan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever says, 'Subhanallah wa bihamdih,' glory be to Allah the Great, and His is the praise, a date palm is planted for him in paradise." So note how much a small effort yields tremendous good deeds. One can easily gather these rewards with no expense or burden. Only success from Allah for those taking the initiative. Do you think that the date palms of this world come close or resemble the date palms of paradise? However, the premium date palms in this world are sold for significant amounts. Yet a date palm in paradise costs nothing more than saying, "Subhanallah wa bihamdih." By Allah, we have neglected so many date palms, so we seek Allah's help. This is the reward for dhikr, that is, remembrance of Allah. How about the reward for the one who has good character, refrains from harming others, is merciful to others, and restrains themselves from trivial matters to attain the highest of matters, such that they are merciful and truthful, kind and loyal. They have a cheerful face and are patient if wronged, and apologize if they err, and are not provoked by anger or incited by the foolish. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Nothing is weightier on the believer's scale on the day of judgment than good character. For indeed, Allah Most High is angered by the shameless, obscene person. And according to Abu Dawood and others, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by his good character, a believer will attain the degree of one who prays during the night and fasts during the day. Also, there are great virtues for voluntary fasting. Indeed, the rewards and merits of voluntary fasting are such that any negligent person who notices them will realize that their own negligence has left them among those who lag idly behind. If the negligent only glance at the textual evidence in the Sunnah concerning the merits of voluntary fasting, they would understand why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly encouraged it and taking every opportunity to do so. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts Ramadan, then follows it with the 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted perpetually, meaning that it is like fasting for a whole year in terms of the number of days. Al-Qatada ibn Milhan al-Qaisi said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to command us to fast the days of the bright nights, 13th, 14th, and 15th of the month. He said that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is like keeping perpetual fast, that is like fasting an entire year. The total of these two fasts, that is the 6 days of Shawwal and 3 days a month, is 42 days in a year and is like fasting 2 years. The result is that whoever completes them is as if they have fasted 720 days. That is over 17 times more. So how much have we missed out? What we have mentioned so far is just a part of a larger whole, one drop in an entire ocean. Lost opportunities of great value that cannot be compensated once missed. Capitalizing on them is evidence of a strong will arising from firm conviction and faith. Thus, whoever is aware of some good, let them hasten to perform it before their own desire prevents them. So, they should strive to make the most of what remains so that they gain. Indeed, failing to seize it would be a definite loss. Be conscious of Allah and know that there are many causes for negligence in performing righteous deeds. They are too numerous to list fully. However, let us consider some of the most important causes. One cause is heedlessness about how much someone truly needs these multiplied rewards, which may compensate for a significant deficiency in one's obligatory duties, not to mention the additional provisions of virtue that one gathers. Allah Almighty says, and take provisions, but indeed the best provisions is fear of Allah. Another cause is a weak or non-existent perception of the true worth of some deeds that carry multiplied rewards. If one is not aware of these rewards, they will not firmly hold on to them. Ibn al-Jawzi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, when someone glimpses at the dawn of reward, the darkness of the hardship of obligations becomes light for them. Another cause is that some people falsely believe that they have reached a high degree of perfection in aspects of faith, creating a formidable barrier that prevents them from seizing opportunities to increase their faith even further. Another cause is incapability and laziness, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from. Though a person who is incapable is sometimes excused due to genuine inability, the one who is simply lazy, unmotivated despite having the capacity, may not be excused. Allah the Exalted says, and if they had intended to go forth, they would have prepared for it some preparation, but Allah disliked their being sent, so He held them back, and it was said to them, remain behind with those who remain. The last cause is excessive engagement with permissible distractions to the point of overindulgence. One becomes so absorbed in them that they are weighed down and attached to them, losing motivation and energy for acts of worship. Therefore, the way of the pious predecessors was to minimize the permissible distractions, which the heart may become attached to, thus deterring one from a recommended act of worship or a timely opportunity. Hence, Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, I forsake what has neither benefit or harm for falling into what is harmful. May Allah guide us all to seize righteous deeds, avoid heedlessness, and grow in obedience and piety. Hada wa salatu salam ala rasulillah.